And hello there, TFFP. This is also going to go on Audio Boo. You know what? I'm probably going to put this on high. Hang on. I'll be right back. Okay, that's better. I normally have this on high anyway. So yeah, my new Mac arrived, I think. I'm just finishing up an Audio Boo. So let me quickly finish that. And I will be right back. Okay, I'm back. It has been delivered. I finished the Audio Boo on parcel, and it is up and running, or it is up, it's downstairs. So, all right. I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to grab the box. Oh, it's good to be back on this podcast. It's been too long. My computer basically just died. Oh my gosh. It looks like one of those shoe boxes that you would get, for like a pair of shoes. Oh, ouch. Now, I don't have AppleCare on this as of yet, but that is going to change. In about maybe, I have up to a year to get it, but it is from the year of purchase, from the date of purchase. It does not extend, and you cannot extend AppleCare. So, you know, that I don't like, but I'm going to place the box on the bed, and I walk over here and close the door. Excuse me. And basically, oops, I'm going to shut this keyboard off because I don't need it. All right, so I think I might need a pair of scissors. So I'm going to walk over and get them. Yes, I'm going to walk over and get them. Ouch. And this unboxing is going to be through the whole setup, from unboxing to setup. So, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, yet if this is going to go up on Audio Boo or not, it might. So, if you hear "Hello there, TFFP" up on Audio Boo, then you know that's what's up. So you're not hearing things. Almost. Let's, I've got my finger, in the place where the box, you know, closes, and yeah, that hurt. That really hurt big time. Whoops, I just bumped the recorder. And let's take care of this side. I'll try not to bump the recorder. Yay. So basically, my 4-year-old computer took a crap. And, you know, I was trying to find, you know, the cheapest one, whatever, one that would suit my needs. And I wanted to get an Air, actually. Not because of the cheapness, but because of the weight. And they're getting more and more and more powerful, you know, as time goes on. So, you know, oh my gosh. Okay, so we have the two little protective thingies around the box, and we're going to take it out of the big box, and we have another box inside. You know, and the funny thing is when I teach interaction, I teach, you know, what would you do if you encountered a box? You'd open it, and then you encounter another box that's for you, and you inside that box, and you open it, then you encounter that box inside that, and you open it. That's interaction. Oh wow, it is plastic wrapped. Okay, at least it looks like it is anyway. Yep, I think it is. So, instead of using my fingernail, grab my scissors. I love these foldable scissors. I've had them since 2010. 2010. So they're great sisters. They really are great sisters. But yeah, it's vacuum sealed, or it's plastic wrapped, and it looks like this is going to be really interesting to open. Okay. But yeah, the MacBook Air is light. I actually did use one at the Apple Store. Not too long ago, actually, in December. I'm like, you know, when my next computer dies, I think I'm going to get an Air. I did not plan it on being so soon. But, okay, there we go. Plastic wrap has been started. Vroom, vroom. Okay. Nice plastic wrap. All right, ooh. So now we lift up the lid. It looks like a shoebox lid, actually, like where you could get shoes. Okay, oh, all right. And this, we have a container, which has the MacBook Air, which I will get out. Oh, wow, this thing is light. It's in a sleeve type thing, a plastic sleeve type thing, which I will and you know, ooh, it smells new. Brand new smell. Okay, let me put the MacBook Air on the bed. There is what looks like, I don't think it's a CD. I think it's a okay. It's the instruction manual and all that good jazz. All right, so let's close it. And the charger is in here. Oh, okay. And where's? Oh, I see how they did it. It's baking. I think it's automatically extended. Yes, it is. Wow, okay. Actually, no, it's not. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the charger part. Let's see. There it is. And there is plastic wrap on it. Actually, it's not plastic wrap. It's kind of this non-sticky, sticky wrap stuff that you get on packages. But what I'm going to do, let's see if I can remember how to do this. I'm going to take the adapter. And I'm going to, I'm going to take it off. Let's see, can I remember how to do this? Yep, there we go, slips right off. Put it into the box. And it looks broken, but I didn't break it. But I'm going to take the slip thingy off the cord. And oh wow, it looks like my old MagSafe adapter. It might be my old MagSafe adapter, but I don't know. Now, I'm going to take the adapter that I just took off. Let's see. No, the extension cable. And this is the tricky part. There are little tractors that you line the extension cable with. So I'm going to take the heavier one, and I'm going to keep it still. And there we go. Just line it up and push it in with a snap. Now, I'm going to, it's now time for the setup of the Mac. So what I'm going to do, and I might actually have to stop because in the middle of this because there is a smoothie that I try and drink every morning. I also try and water the plants. So, yeah, it's good to be back on this podcast. It's been too long. I also have another podcast in the works that I did before the computer died. It is still on my phone. So, what we have on the Mac, we have on the MacBook Air is, to pause, bring the MacBook Air and the charger. Wow, this thing is light. It's really, 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 really light. 8 gigs of RAM. 8 gigs of RAM. 1.7 gigahertz processor. With, that's boostable. Up to 3.7 turbo boosted. So I'm just getting it uncaught. There we go. I'm going to now, because the way this table's set up, I have to how does it work? I have to put it underneath the table. So I'm going to, this thing is light, plug it in. This thing is really, really, really light. The Apple logo's on the top. I'm going to put the MagSafe in. Let's see. Watch my fingers. How do you put the charger in? Well, okay, I know how to put the charger in. Just refusing to fit. Oh, don't tell me they gave me the wrong charger. Really? I'm not thinking. Haha. There's a plastic thing on the charger. Okay. There's a plastic thing on the charger. I didn't see it. Let's try this again. I'm going to now try this. There we go. Okay, just kidding. But see, you know, that's the beauty of figuring things out yourself. You know, you just figure it out. You know, oh, this feels wrong. Okay, let me close the box, the shoebox with my adapter and all of that fun stuff. And move my chair back a little bit. Well, okay, maybe not. MagSafe cord just came off. That's the beauty of a MagSafe cord. It just pops right off, you know, if someone trips. Okay, in my case. So I'm going to feed the cable underneath, like so. And it's underneath. Now, I'm going to plug it in into the prior place where my Mac was plugged into, if I can remember where it was. And everything is on, my cup is on, because I needed it. So, let's see where it was plugged into. Find the missing, where was it plugged into? Oh. Okay. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong one. It was on. I have two hubs, basically. Okay, it was in that slot. Anything on that I should know? No. So, no metal thingy. So let me. It's a three-pronged. Ooh. Let me actually turn off electricity a little bit. And I think I either got a phone call, an email, a message, or whatever. But let me find. There's the grounding plug. Oh, we pushed the. One of my plugs wasn't pushed in all the way. Oh no, it'll be easier, I think, if I plug it into that slot, I think. No, there's no weird plastic thing. Some of these plugs have plastic things. Okay, get seated in there. Now, I'm gonna turn on both hubs. And before I go into the Mac itself, I'm going to show the ports and everything. Let me just, Alright. So, at the top of the Mac is the Apple logo. Let me move the recorder over a little bit. Where is it? Oh, it should be okay. At the top is the Apple logo, and then when you trail your hand up the left side, you have your output jack. At this point in time, they got rid of the input jack for some really strange reason. So if you want to do input, you either get a more expensive Mac or you get an external sound card. The cheapest alternative is the sound card. I use an IMIC. It was $29. So you have a USB, then you have a USB port and your Mac port. MagSafe port. Then you have the back of the Mac. And then you have your second USB port and a DVI port, I think it is, on the right-hand side. So that's it. It is very simple and simplistic. When you open up the MacBook Air, very light. It's 11-inch. You have your trackpad. Yay. And then you have your standard keyboard. These keys are small. Now, I want to try and get a case for this thing, a clamshell-style case that'll protect the keyboard and, you know, everything basically, like an OtterBox for the Mac. So if anyone can recommend something for $30 or under from Amazon, I'll be grateful. All right, so you have your FN, your control, options, command, space, option. No, sorry, space, command, option, and your inverted T where your arrows are. And then you have your conventional keyboard, and then your F1, your escape, F1, F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. At the top, you have nothing and your monitor. Now, I will be right back. All right, so I'm going to, the power button. Yeah, that's right. The power button is now F13, or the eject key, which is really, really weird. But before I do that, I'm going to, because I know I'm going to have to set up the migration stuff, so I'm going to plug my USB hub, which has everything else plugged in, to my USB port. You know, I'm going to actually plug it in this way, into this port right here. Okay, fits nicely. Still smells new. Anyway, and I'm going to hit F13, and remember, there's no CD drive in here. So that's actually the next thing on my purchase list one day, is a CD drive, because I need to boot camp, but, you know, that can always come later. Oh, gosh, there's plastic stuff on the monitor. No, it's a paper thing on the monitor. Let me take that off. And I'm going to hit F13 now. And this is a solid-state drive. 256 gig solid-state drive. And, yeah. So, I'm not sure. I can't really put my ear to the drive.
Use English for the main language. Press the return key.
Wow. Okay. Let's do that. I can hear my hub spinning up. Now, let's see. I think I can hit Command F5 now. Let's see.
Voice abroad. Setup assistant. Window. Table. Row 1 of 9. United States. Selected. Has keyboard focus.
Oh, that was fast. So I'm going to hold down VO, which is control and option.
Currently on a table.
And I'm going to hit.
Sure. Back.
That is fast.
Table. Row 1 of 9. United. Table.
And I can actually hear both speakers. I couldn't do that on the Mac. On my prior Mac. I couldn't do that. Maybe the left speaker's been broken this whole time. Wow, this thing is quiet.
Continue button. Back table, row 1 of 9. United States. Continue. Keyboard layout table, row 1 of 4. Column 1 of 3, image column 2 of 3. US, column 3. Continue but press password. Secure edit text.
Okay, so we are at the account setup. So I'm gonna have to pause. Let me just turn up the volume a little bit. Oh, maybe not. Okay. So I'm going to put the computer right here.
Back button. Continue button. Back button. Busy looking for networks. Table. If you connect to the internet using a wired network.
Okay,
image. Table. Chateau 145. Cent. Chateau 145. Leaving scroll area. Password. Secure edit text.
Wow. This thing is responsive. I think. Let's see.
Continue button.
Can I just hit.
Table, row 1 of 6, column 1 of 3, chateau 145, column 2 of 3, lock, image, column 3 of 3, image selected.
Let's see, is it gonna... Oh, maybe... Okay.
Setup assistant, ready, don't transfer any information now.
Alright, so... I think what I'm gonna do is transfer my info now, and I'm gonna turn on my time machine drive. Loud little thing. And we're going to go through the setup wizard.
From a Windows PC, radio button, 2 of 3. From a Mac, time machine backup, or startup disk, radio button. Selected from...
VO space on that.
Continue. List one item selected. MTM, time machine disk group.
That's exactly what I want. And I want last time's backup, which I have. So,
MTM, time machine disk. Stop interacting with list one item selected. Looking for other sort. Make sure that the other Mac time cap back continue.
And you get your messages. You can go through those yourself. This is like, wow.
Continue button. Back button. Transfer information to the. Choose which backup to transfer information. Image.
Oh, okay. I kind of forgot about that.
Table. Interact with Sarah's MacBook Pro. Last backup. Sarah's MacBook Pro. Last backup. April 20, 2014.
Oh, so I did lose a day, but that's okay.
You are currently on a... Stop. Back button. Image. Choose which backup to transfer information from. Transfer info... Table. Back. Continue.
Well, it's better than nothing. I can just catch up. Okay, so...
Press continue button.
Now it is... Now, this is USB, I think, 2... I don't think USB 3 exists yet, so not in the Apple world, and it might, but I don't have any USB 3 devices, so my hub is USB 3, but I don't have any USB 3 devices. Okay, so what I'm going to do...
Back, table, interact with applications, checkbox. KD6Kai, check app. Applicant KD6Kai, checkbox. Sarah K. Alawame, checkbox. Other files and folders, checkbox. Computer and network settings, 153KB, collapsed disclosure triangle, checkbox. Advanced image, collapsed. Other files and folders, checkbox. Multiple documents image. Sarah K. Applicant.
Now.
Stop. Text. Back button. Continue. Choose which information you'd like to transfer.
I'm transferring all of it. So,
continue.
It's gonna take probably like two hours or so.
Press continue button.
Because this drive is 2 years old. I actually didn't know they changed the setup assistant in Mavericks. So,
transferring your information. Information from Sarah's MacBook Pro is being transferred to this Mac. Source computer image. Transfer direction image. This computer image. Sarah's MacBook Pro. This Mac. Busy progress indicator.
Let's restart VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off. VoiceOver on. Setup is busy progress indic. This Mac. Sarah. Busy prog.
Okay, maybe not. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave this, and I'm going to come back when the transfer is done. So I'll see you in about, let's see, it is right now, what time is it? Whoa, I almost fell. And this actually gives my Mac time to charge. So let's see, what time is it? We still have a lot of stuff to do. 10:43, so it's going to take probably about maybe an hour. So at around 12 o'clock, excuse me, I am human, guys, I swear. At 12 o'clock, I will come back, so.
Busy progress indicator, Ms. Mac, Sarah's.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know why it doesn't show the progress bar.
Voice over off. Voice over on, set, about 3-4 minutes remaining.
Never mind, it does, okay.
1% progress in, about 3-4 minutes remaining. Ms. Mac.
It just took a few restarts. Okay, what I'm gonna do?
Adjust typing echo, punctuation, speech verbosity level, high, medium, low, medium. When status changes, play tone, capitals, change pitch, numbers, words, stop adjusting numbers. About 34 minutes remain.
About 34 minutes. So, I'll be back in about 34 minutes. All right, it's 11:27 now. So, let's see, it was 10:43 when I did this. Let's see, 10:43. 53, 03, 13, 23. Yeah, it took about 45 minutes, or it will have taken about 47 minutes to do this. So, yeah, I can't believe how responsive this thing is. And while it's doing that, I'm gonna put something on because, at the time of this recording, May 7th. It is cold. It is cold. And I normally don't like belch and everything like this, but you know, when you don't feel good and you want to do a recording, you just do your best and you deal with what you got. And I know most of my subscribers anyway, so they won't give me a too hard of a time for making plenty of mistakes. Ooh, this sweater's making me itch. I'm allergic to wool. Oh, this is just great. Anyway, no, I'm not gonna die on you guys. I swear. I hope. Well, apparently I can't zip that. That's okay. Yeah, it is cold. And I'm waiting for my coffee to actually be drinkable. It's so hot that it's gonna hurt my throat, so.
Less than a minute remaining.
Less than a minute remaining? Let's turn this down just a little bit.
Less than a minute remaining.
Wow, Alex just sounds so good right now. Yeah, I believe this port is a mini DVI. Feels like that anyway. mini DVI, so. I can hear my drive. This drive is loud. I mean, this, I put it up on Audioboo. Yep, but yeah, this thing is 11 inches, and the monitor, the way they measure that is they take from corner to corner of the monitor, and they do it that way, so, yeah, I think I'm gonna get a case for this thing, because, you know, it makes the monitor a little top-heavy, the monitor makes it a little top-heavy, but, you know, hey, I think this is gonna work. I just lifted it up and put it down. It's light. I think I'm gonna like it. I think I'm gonna like it. I mean, once I have everything all hooked up to it and stuff. So.
Less than a minute. 98.9% progress indicator. Less than.
So I believe it's gonna restart after this, but I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. So, yeah, we will see. Yeah, it's taking a little more than 2 minutes. Let me walk over and check the time, because it was 11:27 when I started the recording. I'm going to walk over here and check the time. Actually, let me just bring... Let me just, it's 11:31 already, so it's almost taken about an hour to do this. So, that's not surprising. I actually thought it would take a little longer. So, yeah, there is no hard drive. There's no moving parts in here, except for the keyboard. But it is so weird not hearing a hard drive, and...
Less than a minute, 98.9% progress, less than a minute.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's going to restart after this. So we will see what happens, I guess. And then after that, we'll continue with the rest of the setup and go from there. So I'm going to pause. I'm not going to record the startup time if it restarts. So I'll be back, and we'll see what happens. Okay, so it restarted. I notice that the speaker sounds... Oh my gosh, that was fast. Okay, let me slow that down. Let's see, why isn't it? Oh.
Pitch 50%. Volume 100%. Intonation 50%. Voice and tone, yeah. Range 100%. 65%.
Okay, so I'm at the login screen. That was fast. Like I was saying, I notice that the speaker sounds a little different. The startup chime sounds slightly different. Yes. So, we have...
To select a time zone, select your time zone. To select a time zone, click a map near your location and choose a city from the closest city menu. You can also have the time zone change automatically, if possible, based on your current location.
You know, I can never get that to work. I can never get the map to work, ever.
Set time zone automatically using current location. Uncheck checkbox. Checked. Set time zone automatically using current location. Checkbox. Enterprise. NV. United States selected. Time zone world map.
That's actually not where I am. Let me see. I always have trouble with this. Oh, dear.
Time zone. Pacific Daylight Time zone. Button. Closest city. Enterprise. NV. United States. Closest city.
I think I could type that. No, I can't. How do I...
Back. In. Continue. Button. Press. Continue. Button.
I'm not an Enterprise, but it works, I guess.
Thank you. Your Mac is set up and ready to use. Image. Start using your Mac button.
And let's start using my Mac.
Press start using application, login window, users, scroll area. Enter Sarah Alarami group. Password secure.
And it should be logging me in. Oh my gosh, that was fast. It took my settings and everything.
Finder. Mixa. Finder. Mixa.
What I'm gonna do is
computer. Sarah's MacBook Pro window.
Eject my time machine drive for now.
Magnetron HD volume, MTN volume, collapse music volume, collapse disclosure triangle, MTN volume, collapse disclosure triangle, eject MTN. Number selected. Remote disk, collapse disclosure triangle, comma. Network, collapse disclosure triangle, remote disk, collapse disclosure triangle, comma. Network, remote disk, collapse disclosure triangle, network, music volume, collapse Magnetron HD volume, collapse disclosure, music volume, network, collapse disclosure triangle, remote disk, collapse disclosure triangle.
What? What's this?
Open selection. List view table. Vertical splitter. List view table. Interact with... Name.
Remote.
Size. Kind. Enclosing folder. List view table. Remote disk network. Collapse disk. Remote disk. Collapse disclosure triangle. Comma. Network. Music. Magnetron HD volume. Collapse disclosure triangle.
I'm gonna rename.
Magnetron HD. Content selected. Selection placed. S. Sarah's MacBook. Sarah's MVP volume. Collapse disclosure triangle. Today.
There we go.
AM. Remote disk. Collapse disclosure triangle. Comma. Comma. Volume.
What is that? Remote disk?
Network, collapse disclosure triangle, music volume, collapse disclosure triangle, April 20th, 2014, network, remote disk, Sarah's MVP volume, collapse disclosure triangle.
Okay, whatever. Alright.
Close all, desktop, cat, because up, software update, because 1.4, 1387 is now available, you have 1.4, 1324, we'd like to download it now. Release zones, HTML content.
Let's see.
Intra, list 6 items, bullet bandwidth throttling, bullet Russian language support, bullet send items and added to infinite drive, bullet users cannot, bullet send items and added to infinite drive, bullet users cannot instantly add their folders to because of drive, bullet writer compliance, bullet tons about fixes and performance improvements. End of list. Heading level 3, version 1.4. Stop. Install update. Default button. Updating bit. Cancel window. Cancel button. 2.2 megabytes. 24.5 MB.
Okay, so. Well, that's doing. Whoa, that was fast.
Cancel button. 7.4 megabytes. 24. Cancel button.
Okay, maybe not. Let's see. Let's, Oh, dear. What do I want to do? Let's plug in my iPhone. the iPhone thing on my left now. Unless I can... Let's see. Maybe I can... Let me see what else I can...
Finder. Enter. Sarah's MacBook Pro with Sarah's music volume. Collapse disclosure triangle. Eject music. No one selected. Network. Collapse disclosure triangle.
And... Let's... iPhoto. Oh, right. I forgot that I would have that. Oh. I almost hit the... All right, so let's plug this
window. Cancel on SD for focus.
In.
Continue. Default button. Cancel button. Continue. Default button. Press continue. Default button. iPhoto. iPhoto.
Oh. No. Let's...
Look at photo locations. Would you like iPhoto? No button. Welcome to my photo window. Welcome to my photo.
Let's,
Installer. Finder. Find. Computer. Music volume. MTN volume. Collapse. Disclose. Eject. MTN. Two rosetted. No selected.
I don't know what the remote disc thing is, but wow, this thing is just so responsive. Oh my gosh.
Music volume. Collapse. Disclosure triangle. A grill network. Remote disc. Collapse. Disclosure triangle.
I think that's what it's saying. Let me see.
Row 4 expanded. Sarah's MP volume. Collapse. Disclosure. Remote disc. Expanded. Disclosure triangle. Sarah's remote disc. Expanded. Disclosure triangle. Comma. Volume.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. But
I'm
gonna leave it alone.
2014. Set up. Close all. iPhoto. Installer. iPhoto. iPhoto. Welcome. Continue. Default button. Press continue. Welcome to my photo. Welcome to my photo window. New iPhoto. Image. iCloud photo sharing. More. Image. Apple Maps. Get started. Default button. iPhoto window. Content area. Empty grid. Bottom toolbar root. Finder. Desktop. Passwords folder.
And now let's check for updates. I have a keyboard shortcut thing that I set up. It's option 6. So I want to see if my keyboard shortcuts.
App store. Back to button. Notification center. App store image.
Right. I need to sign in, don't I?
Scroll area. Intra. This software is not available. Get our apps. Stop. Close button. Get it button. Get it button.
Oh, I'm getting it.
Press it. App store. App store window. Back button. Forward. Button. Feature radio button.
Except I need to sign in.
Marble. App store. Edit. Window. Store. Check 4 on 5. View my account. Sign out. Updates command.
Oh,
five.
What?
Check more. Updates command. 5. Feature radio button. Top trough radio button. Close button. Minimize button. Zoom button. Full screen. Purchases HTML content. Intra. US 6 apps to set. Status. Blank. Stated. US 6 apps to set. Stated. Blank. Blank. To receive future updates. The bundled application zero to bound. iMovie. iPhoto. Keynote. Numbers and pages only assigned to your Apple ID card or identifier from your computer must be sent to Apple to verify eligibility.
That's fine.
Blank. Accept button. Press accept button. Interact with dialog. 4. Window app store. Sign in to accept all available apps. Sign in to. If you have an Apple ID, sign in with here. If you Apple ID. Password. Apple ID. Top button. Password. Mary12@gmail.com. Password.
Whoa, I didn't mean to do that.
Accept the button. Blank. Accept the button. Blank. To receive future updates, the bundled application zero to bound. iMovie. iPhoto. Keynote. Numbers and pages will be assigned to your Apple ID card or identifier from your computer must be sent to Apple to verify eligibility. Blank. Accept the button. List items. Image. Drop fan. Accept the button. List items. Heading level 2. Apple. End of list. Blank. 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 Image. iMovie. List. End of list. Blank. 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 Image. iPhoto. List items. Purchases HTML content.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
Purchases.
It probably did some SSL so, stuff.
Purchases HTML content. Interact. Purchases. Blank. Status. Blank. 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 Image. List items. Heading level 2. Drop. Apple. End of list. May 7th. To that blank. Blank. Update. Drop that button.
All right. You know what? I'm going to check for updates. Let's see. No, it's
text.
Command. Oh, no.
Message window. A text. iMessage. Inactive. A text. iMessage. Inactive.
Let's see. I'll fix that.
App store. App store window. Update.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Updates checked.
And let's do...
check for updates. Group.
Let's actually set up iMessage. I'm going to launch iMessage.
Messages. Messages window. Edit text. iMessage. Inactive. Edit text. iMessage. HTML conversations table. Rashad Alami. Row 2. Selected.
And... Oh, yeah. I hear my fan. It's working all right.
HTML conversations table. Rashad Alami. Row 2. Selected.
All right. So, let's see. I'm going to go into my preferences.
Edit text insertion and text. Less than or equal to.
Whoops.
Less than or equal to. Selection deleted. Preferences. Audio video.
Command. Comma.
Count button. Gmail button. Count. Selected button. Stop. Table. Mary12@gmail.com. iMessage. Enter Apple ID.
There we go.
Close window. Messages window. Edit text. App store. App store window. Updates.
So I don't need to do anything. Now let's see.
List items. Updates available. List. Heading level 2. Software update.
Software update.
Restart required.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
End of list. Heading level 2. Updates are available. Digital camera compatibility update 5.04 inches. Comma. iBooks update 1.0.1. Comma. Safari 7.0.3.
Security update 2014-00-21.0. Review individual software updates button. Install all available software update. Use of the software subject to the software license agreement. S. That accompany the software. Image. Drop plan. List 4 items. Heading level 2. Drop plan. Apple. Version 10. List 4. Image. Software license agreement. At use of the software. Install all available software updates button.
Alright, let me just install all of them.
Press install all available. Interact with download alert. To install the updates, you must restart your computer. To install the updates, you must restart your restart default button.
I'm getting a phone call. Oh, it already downloaded. Nice. I'm gonna, wait to answer that. So, let me... I think the login window should be coming up soon. And yeah, let's pause and I will be back. Oh wow, it's already at installing software update. And so yeah, let's see what it's doing here.
Installing software update. 95.5% progress indicator. About 10 seconds.
Yeah, this thing is very, 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 very responsive. Yeah, my fan does go, but, you know, hey, it works. It boosts up to 3.7 gigahertz, which I probably just saw, actually, when it was doing, like, iMessage, your FAQ, and I will be right back. Okay, so,
edit text. Resistant dialogs displayed.
Ah!
User image. 11. 46 Wi-Fi 4 bars image. 11. User image. Sarah, hello, me. Cancel button. Guest button. Cancel. Password. Secure edit text. Desktop passwords folder.
Okay, so I'm not encrypted, but it does have that setting to where you know, I don't think I have File Vault on. I'll check that in a minute.
App store.
I have
notification center. Windows.
3 system dialogs, which I'll get to in a minute.
Notification center preferences button. Notification state interact message calendar Wednesday messages button Twitter button Facebook button top and 400 495 independent study today all day app store window.
Let me look at my system message system dialogs.
Password window chooser menu 4 items alert from user notification center alert system dialog please enter your password 412 at gmail password secure edit text.
Whoops.
App store application alert system dialog iMessage password cancel button.
Oh, here we go again.
Secure edit text.
Oh.
App store window 2 bar.
They really need to fix that.
App Store window chooser menu 3 items. Check 4 updates from SoundNote. Collapse app Sentry has it from Collapse app Sentry. Check 4 update. Dialog. Check 4 up. Should SoundNote automatically check? Collapse disclosure triangle. Include anonymous system profile. Check checkbox. Don't check button. Check automatically. Default button. App Store window.
Okay.
App Store window chooser menu 2 items. Collapse app Sentry has it from Collapse app Sentry. Dialog. I cannot find the client ID scanning engine. Please launch Collapse app so I can try to locate it again. Quick button. Launch Collapse app. Default button.
Let's do that.
App Store window. Collapse app window. Quick button. Keyboard focus. It is strongly advised to backup important data before using this software. No warranty. Click OK. Default button. Prep table. 2 bar.
And...
menu bar apple. Clams top. File menu. Infection list. Submenu. Clams app menu. About clams app. Check for clams app updates alert. Check for clams app updates. Updating file alert dialog. You're up to date. OK. Default button. Clams app window. 2 bar. Interact with. Stop. Doom button. Start scan button. Stop. Pause. Doom button. Update definitions. Open scan log. Doom button. Update definitions. Open update log button. Stop. Interact table. Vertical splitter. Empty table.
Of course, I'm not going to be scanning for viruses right now. I don't need to.
16% progress indicator.
But
App Store, volume items, App Store.
Let's now update what needs to be updated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Updates checked. Heading level 2. Drop plan. Apple. Image. Drop plan.
Oh, my phone number was added to my Mac. Yay.
Okay. Update all. 4. Updates available. Group. Pop up button. Update all button. Pop up button.
Let's,
Clams app, update complete. Menu, install now. Try in an hour.
I'm gonna try updating in about an hour because.
Try in an hour, pop up button.
Yeah.
Update all button. Press update all button.
There we go.
Try in an hour, dim pop update all, dim button. Clams app window, 0% progress indicator. 0% progress indicator. Finder, desktop.
Close Climax AV. And are there any other system dialogues?
Desktop, window chooser menu 1 item. Go to desktop,
nope.
Window chooser. iPhoto window, content area grids, keyboard focus.
Now, let me launch iPhone. Let me set up iPhoto to not open one every time I connect my phone, a hard drive, anything like that.
Preferences, general.
So I'm gonna go to preferences, I think.
2 bar. Sources. Show last, check checkbox. 12. Con, show last, sever. Month's album. Show item counts, uncheck. Rotate. Rotate radio, rotate down. Connect iPhoto. Connecting camera, setting pop up button. Connecting camera opens. Rotate counterclockwise button. iPhoto. Connecting press, menu check more. Image capture, new application. All tasks, latency events. 1 minute per day. iPhoto, top button. Image. Stop. My photo stream. Uncheck checkbox. My photo stream uploads and stores the last 30 days of your photos on iCloud and downloads to all of your devices.
All right. I'm not going to do that right now.
Close window. Finder. Desktop. Passwords folder. Biggest up. Software update dialog. Scroll area. Intro. Version 1.4. Build 1000. End of list. Will it first public release? Stop. Install update. Default button. Updating bit. Window. Cancel button. 1.8 megabytes. 24.5.
But while it's downloading, I'm going to launch mail. Oh, shoot. No, not type your phone.
Application. Dialog. Password security ready text. Marriage. Mail is launched in the background. Password security ready text. Sign in to use this application on this computer. Application icon image. Application sign in to type 2 phone app was purchased using the app store on another computer. To use type 2 phone app on this computer. Sign. Apple ID. Password not. Button. Password. Apple ID. Marriage 12 at gmail. Password security ready text. Select all.
I didn't know
Microsoft
that you had
to...
Sign
to phone,
in.
Phone window,
2R. A lot.
Latest application. Pair request from Sarah's iPhone window. Cancel button has keyboard focus. Pair default button.
I don't... Okay. I guess I can pair it. Except I need to...
Cancel button.
I'm going to cancel it.
Window. Minimal. Edit text.
For now.
Passwords folder.
Ah.
Password is launched in the background. Mail. Message import. Dialog. Mail message import. May need to import your messages. This might take a few minutes. You won't be... Cancel button. Continue. Default button.
Yeah, I need to import the database.
Cancel button.
So let's do that.
Finder. Installer. Installer. Install business window. Cancel button. Keyboard focus. Installer alert image. This package will run a program to determine if the software can be continued. Default button. Press continue. Default button. Continue button.
Let's go for this.
Change install location. Button. Install button. Standard install on Sarah's MVP. Install button. Press install button. Change install location. Button. Application. Wait. Installer. Install business window. Installing Bitkissa. That's keyboard focus.
I cannot believe how fast this thing is. Wow.
Bitkissa. Window. Minimal. Edit text. Space. Password. Sit EML. Password. Sit EML.
Oh, select my autocorrect stuff. I don't know.
Selection replaced. Eat space. EML.
No, it wasn't.
EML. Selection replaced. M. Password. Sit
and...
Forgot password. Button. Login button. Wrong button. Login button. Press login button. Forgot password. Done button. This computer name is invalid. Please retry with a different computer name. If you keep... Okay. Default. If you keep encountering errors, please contact our support team with support bit. This computer name is invalid. Please retry with a different computer name. Okay. Default button. Login button. Press OK. Default login button. Login to Bitkissa. Button. Button. Mary12@gmail.com. Contains secret. Forgot password. Login button. That button. Duplicate device name. Duplicate device name. Login to Bitkissa. Minimize button. Close button.
Oh, I know what I need to do. I think.
Press close button.
Okay, I'll take care of that later.
Because there's no windows. Quit Bitkissa. Mail. Message import dialog. Cancel button.
Let's see.
Importing mailbox in Mac.
Wow, this thing is
continue.
Working pretty fast. And it should be boosting me up to 3.7. Because I'm doing a lot right now, and my fan is working, as you can might or might not hear.
Finder, mail, finder, finder, desktop, password.
Let's see. Oh, let's do iTunes. Oops.
iTunes. iTunes window. Watch tutorials button. Watch tutorials button.
I don't want to watch any tutorials.
Do you read to share details about your library with Apple II, the artist images, album covers, and other related information in your library?
Yes, I do.
Learn more button. No thanks button. Agree button. Press agree button. iTunes. Ready.
Yeah, iTunes is going to lag a little bit, but that's okay.
Upgrade. Apple logo and LCD section. Switch to mini player. Full screen button. Play button. Next button.
And...
Preferences. General preferences. 2R. Interact with tool. Advanced devices button. Parental button. Store button. Advanced button. Press advanced. Stop. iTunes media. Full location. Volumes music. iTunes library.
Oh, wow. It kept that.
Change button. Reset button. Keep iTunes media folder organized. Check checkbox. Okay. Default button.
Nice.
Press OK. Default button.
Let me go.
Busy.
Okay.
iTunes window. Next button. iTunes. Ready. iTunes busy.
Yeah, iTunes has
iTunes
always
iTunes,
been...
Ready. Play button. Next button. 100% search. Download. Music pop-up button. Radio radio button.
Oh, right. Command option S.
Hot sidebar. Upgrade.
There we go.
Source is table.
And let me...
Sarah's iPhone. Mary. 94% charging.
Go to my iPhone and let's see. Oh, let me sign in.
Menu bar Apple. iTunes file. Edit view. Controls. Store. Store. Check for available. View account. Sign out. Authorize audible account to exit. Sign out. View account. Mary12@gmail. Doc. Sign out.
Oh wow, I'm already signed in, but I have to authorize my computer, don't I?
View and check for phone. Turn on iTunes. Turn on Genius. Authorize this. Authorize this. Authorize this computer. Ellipsis. So, update Genius. Authorize this computer. Enter Apple ID and password. If you have an Apple ID, cut for not. Button. Help button. Cancel button. Mary12@gmail. Password security ready text. Select all. Sources table, row 12 of 17. Sarah's iPhone, Mary, 94% charging. Select iTunes window.
Now it's gonna authorize it.
Successful. You've authorized two computers out of your available 5. You've authorized two computers out of your available 5. Okay, default button.
Now, I can't deauthorize my dead Mac, because, well, it's dead.
Press iTunes window. Sarah's iPhone, Mary, 94% charging.
So...
Devices. Sarah's iPhone, Mary, 94% charging. collapse level one.
Yeah. Now, let me see here. What can I do? Let me do a backup because I have not backed up this device to the computer.
Interact with text. Sarah's
in a while.
Library. Now stop interacting with text. Menu. Backup. Sarah's iPhone. Remember, there are apps on Sarah's iPhone which are not in your iTunes library. Would you like to backup these apps from your iPhone? These apps will not be installed on the device when you restore unless they are in backup apps. Default backup apps button. Backup apps. Default button. These apps will not be installed on the device when you restore unless they are in your iTunes library. Backup apps. Default button. Dialog. There are purchases on Sarah's iPhone which are not in your iTunes library. Would you like to transfer these purchases from your iPhone? Transfer purchases. Default button. Backup window. Sarah's iPhone. Memory. 94% charging.
And
LCD section. Interact with LCD section. For seeing Sarah's iPhone. Step 204. Backing up. Progress indicator. Skip button.
It's probably going to transfer the purchases and all this stuff. Okay, while it's doing that, let's quickly set up mail.
Mail. Message import dialog. Continue. To default button.
Let's not set up mail. okay. Let's see. I can't really do File Vault right now. But I will take care of that later. Actually, let me check to see if it is set up.
Top. Safari system preferences. Mail. Message import. System preferences. System preferences window. 2R. GPS. Security and privacy button. Privacy. Selected tab. 404. Firewall tab. Firewall tab. Firewall tab. 304. Firewall tab. 204. Firewall. Text. Warning. You will need your login password or recovery key to access your data. A recovery key is automatically generated as part of the setup. If you forget, your firewall is turned off for this Sarah's MVP.
Uh-huh. As I thought. Okay, so I will set it up later.
Mail. Message import dialog.
I can always do that tonight. So, yeah. Looks like, looks like that's it. Oh, wow. That was really good timing. Let me make sure.
Preferences. Count window. 3 rows added. Row one. Send. General button. General. Mail. Stop interacting with the title. Interact. General. Stop. Count. Selected button. Check. Fonts and colors button. Viewing button.
Let me make sure that.
Use classic layout. Check checkbox.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
Send.
And it looks like I am receiving messages, which is great. So, yeah, let's.
Finder, iTunes, mail, finder, iTunes, iTunes, iTunes window, skip button.
Let me see if I can.
iTunes busy, app store window, back to button. Mail, WordPress, common welcome to TFFP, the fun filled podcast, news registration, news
install
registration,
install
updates,
the updates now, instead of waiting for the hour that I thought it was going to take to set up. Because if that's the case, I can just, you know, yeah.
Updates installed in the last 30 days. Updates installed in the, getting level 1 items. Getting level 1 items. No. Updates available.
Actually, that's not true. So, it looks like...
Mail. Cease candies. Last day.
I'm going to have to wait, which is fine. But yeah, let me send this off on the, upload this to the podcast server, and I hope everyone has a good day. It's so good to be back on the podcast. You guys don't understand. Anyway, take care, you guys, and my contact info will follow. Bye!